hear from the coroner, obviously more suicides and charities flooded with people who are struggling with mental health problems. Are you seeing that reflected in the people that you deal with?
Absolutely. The church is increasingly a place, a haven really, a sanctuary for those who have or suffer with mental health problems. And that can sometimes put people off because people can perceive the church perhaps as people who have it all sorted. On the contrary, the church is a community of the broken who come together because they need each other and they need God. But certainly it's on the increase.
Do people worry perhaps about approaching or talking to somebody of faith because of the church's stance on suicide?
I think uniquely Christianity has suicide right at the core of its narrative. If you remember how it was Judas who handed Jesus over to the authorities and then was so filled with despair that he took his own life. But that same evening, Christ himself suffered great anguish. The gospel says that he even sweated blood, so much stress was he under. So I think actually one of the things is that the church is best able to be empathetic, and sadly in the past perhaps that's not been what people have received, often through perhaps the mental health issues of priests actually that were left unaddressed.
So you think perhaps some of that stigma is not as bad as it was then within the Catholic Church?
Not from my experience of it. As a young man, I'm only 30, I've been a priest for about a year. Before I became a priest, and still as a priest, I'm a man, I'm a person. Myself and our families, all of our families, I would say, or our friends, have been touched by mental health issues. And that's what I bring to the priesthood, is that empathy and care for people.
And what about when you come into the church, what sort of training and support is there for you so that you can perhaps deal with people better who are coming to you with these issues?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, a really important question. During my training, particularly, we had great insights into psychology and so on, looking at cognitive behavioural therapy, looking at mindfulness and those kind of things. And that's something that wasn't there before. But the more we know about the human sciences, the better placed priests are. But actually, one of the things that's really important is me as a person. How developed am I? How are my human skills, my human virtues being developed and nurtured? And how are any mental health issues or other things being retuned or helped to shape me as a person so I can be a better priest? And that's what training for the priesthood is about these days.
What about the fact that we're seeing this rise and more young people? How much does that worry you?
A great deal, really. I mean, I was shocked not so long ago when it was announced that it was the number one cause of death amongst the young was suicide. And I really think we need to have a national conversation about what hope we're offering to young people, especially in terms of job. But also there's a whole new world been developing in the last sort of 15 years, the online world. There's a lot of self-harm, a lot of problems children get themselves into on social media, and that needs to be addressed too.
Do you think some of this is playing catch-up, certainly for the church and other organisations as well, because of that explosion of social media and the internet and the fact that the world is just a faster pace and perhaps, you know, people's feelings aren't keeping up?
I think it's true that every part of society is having to play catch-up on these deeper psychological issues, mainly because, as has been addressed in other speakers on your programmes, that this is something that hasn't been talked about, regrettably not talked about. When it's brought into the public forum, as you're doing with these programmes, actually it helps the church and others catch up with this fast pace.
And what can the church do then, just finally, to help people in crisis when they do come and talk to you?
Well, we're a first call place, really, I suppose, that when people feel that everything's become too much, that I hope that people would feel they're able to approach the church and to speak to the priest in confidence. It doesn't matter whether they're Catholic, people of faith at all. It's having that confidence that they can go where they'll be cared for. And although priests aren't counsellors, we know who to turn to, we know who to put you in touch with. The door is always open, and we want to stand alongside you, really. We don't want people to feel inhibited from going to seek the church or to seek faith. Without any strings attached, this is to care for people and to look after people.
And of course, even if it's not the church, the key there is to talk to somebody.
Exactly, and that's the trigger. That's the biggest mountain they have to come over, is that initial step of talking to someone. And we would want to do that with all the support we can offer.